Thanks for joining us for the Executive Series. I'm speaking with Hamish Stone, who is the CEO of iCars Asia. Hamish, it's good to talk to you again. It's been a while since we've last had a chat.
Yeah, thanks very much for having us.
Now, you've just reported results for the full year. Revenue's up. You still posted an EBITDA loss. Mm-hmm. Where are you in terms of this journey, in terms of penetrating that Asian market when it comes to selling cars online?
Yeah, so for us, we're getting to some very interesting milestones for the business. So we have been loss-making for the last 5 years since we first listed on the ASX. But we're now seeing our first country get to profitability. So our business is in Malaysia, Thailand, and Indonesia. And in September, Malaysia will become run rate EBITDA positive. That represents about 50% of the revenue that we generate moving towards profitability. And soon after that, we'll see Thailand become profitable. So by December of this year, Thailand, which is a further 40% of our revenue, will become a profit center for the business. So a very interesting time for us to have had the sort of investment phase for two of our three key markets come to an end as we move into generating profits and great returns.
Yeah, so over the course of the last couple of years, what stands out is that you have been establishing a critical mass when it comes to user numbers. That those measures have been increasing quite strongly, but the translation in terms of the bigger picture has been a little bit slower in coming. So now you're at the tipping point.
Yeah, exactly. So we have been very focused on making sure we're building great value in the marketplace business that we're developing. So that means growing audience, growing the conversion of that audience into leads, which we can then monetize at the car dealership in a number of great ways. So we now see almost 12 million people coming to our site every month. So that's up almost 70% year on year for us. And we see the
volume increase. Well, if you were to put that down to a handful of influencers, what would they be?
I guess the two big things for us has been really investing in improving the product a lot. So we get a lot more repeat visitors, as well as a lot more unpaid traffic coming to our site. And then we've done a lot of work to really bring new talent into the organization on the marketing side, particularly in our digital marketing teams, to ensure we're getting a lot more value out of the money we're spending for the marketing side.
Now, your accessible market in Southeast Asia is massive. Is it just going to be Malaysia, Indonesia, and Thailand? What is like down the track?
Yeah, so there's 600 million consumers essentially in the 10 ASEAN countries. So the three countries we're in are by far the largest, and also the largest automotive industries. So we're very much focused on them, and even just in those countries, between new and used cars, over 6 million transactions occur every year, making it almost double the size of Australia. So we're focused on building out our proposition there in those three markets, getting the largest return we can, and then really look to see the sort of second tier of automotive markets and when the right time is for us to either build our way into those businesses, leveraging the platforms we have, or look to acquire some businesses that are already established there.
Okay, so investors who have been with you on this journey and they hear about these elements of growth, one thing that would be at the front of their mind would be how are you placed as far as your capital requirements are concerned? Is there any risk that you'd be tapping the market?
No, we don't think so. So we have $15 million in the bank right now. We did a capital raise last December and also put in place a loan facility, which would allow us to access a $5 million loan. We also had options associated with that capital raise, which is a further $11.4 million, and they vest in June of next year. So with all of that, we feel we have all the money we need to deliver the business to profitability. And I suppose the proof points that we can show in the market is Malaysia as our core market getting to profitability this month, and then Thailand moving to that in just 4 months' time. And with that, we have the profit engines within the business to really get the whole business across to profitability by December next year.
Sounds like an exciting time, Hamish. Thanks very much for your time.
Yeah, great. Thanks very much.
And thanks for joining us for the Executive Series.